Wishing you a beautiful Sunday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So as you've been pressing your reset button over the last week, and I hope you've got clear on what it is or what parts of your life or what parts of yourself you are hoping to reset. And also, like I asked on Friday, just really checking in with how you're feeling. I thought it'd be a really good idea to look at ways to ground yourself. So when we're trying to reset, we're also trying to come back into a deeper connection with ourselves. And that's like pressing that reset button, you know, those times where you just feel, oh, I've had a break, it's like coming back off a holiday or something, and you feel you've had that reset. But very quickly and very easily, we move back into just normal everyday life, old habits come up. So the whole point of resetting this month is, yes, to reset your energy, to feel better, to feel more, you know, proactive, more motivated. But how can we keep that reset button being pressed more often than not? And that is about grounding yourself. It's about finding ways that you can come back into your body and back into yourself very quickly, but they have to be things that are done nearly on a daily basis. Now, we talked a lot over the last number of months about a daily devotional practice. That's a practice that's devoting time to you, whether that's your self-care, your physical energy, your emotional energy. So this definitely, you know, forms part of that, but it's kind of different because resetting is about coming back fully present in the body. So ways that you can do that are grounding. So very simply going out into your back garden, standing on concrete. If you live in an apartment and you have, you know, a balcony with a deck on it or wood or whatever it is, standing in your bare feet and taking a breath in and a breath out and doing that until the body starts to seem to be coming down into that grounded space, which is feeling connected from head down to your feet into the ground beneath you. And this is a lovely way you can even put your arms out, palms up to the sky, put your head back and just take in the day, the air, the fresh air, you know, and getting, if there's sun out, taking that into your body as well. That's a really wonderful way of doing it. Another great way, and I did this myself yesterday, is to actually use Epsom salts. So a friend of mine has beautiful Epsom salts with lime in them that she gave me. And lime is very zesty and it's like a citrus, obviously. So it's full of that ability to kind of wake you up. So a couple of weeks ago, I had kind of had a bad energy left on me from a reading I did. And someone suggested to me that I got Epsom salts. And instead of having a bath in them, to actually scrub my body with them and then rinse it off in the shower. So I did that with the lime Epsom salts. And it was just amazing to feel kind of refreshed, the water cleansing me, the smell of the lime, but more importantly, the Epsom salt itself scrubbing my skin and making me feel like I was clearing stuff off. That is very grounding and that most definitely will reset your energy. So I'm looking at things on a more physical level that you can do. So there are two things that you can do. Epsom salts baths are another great way. Putting a few essential oils in with those are perfect too. Allowing the water to go over the chest or the heart area to clear the heart chakra is really, really good also. And then, as I normally say, breathing techniques too, sitting at the edge of your bed with your feet again firmly on the ground, arms down by your side and just breathing in and breathing out. These things can ground your energy, they can reset your energy. And what I always find is that sometimes when we get into a period of feeling reset or feeling good, we kind of forget about these techniques. These need to be done even when you're feeling your optimum and you're feeling the best that you have been. So I know for myself, I took this last week off work. I actually realized that I hadn't probably had a week off work properly, like where I could just like do stuff. My husband was off as well. We went to the zoo and we did all these different things. I hadn't had a week off since last year. And that's not good, it's September. So that has really reset my energy. And, you know, there was lots of different things coming up with work over that week. And I had to, over the week, you know, emails and different things. And I was like, oh God, I have to respond. And I was like, no, you know, I acknowledged, say, people who had sent payments and things to me or signed up, like, to the membership. And I just said, I'm just acknowledging, like, I've received your payment and thanks so much. And I'll get back to you when I'm back at work next week. So we can do different things to protect our energy. But I think it's really important to look at what you're doing even daily to reset, because you could be feeling really great this morning, have a great day, and then something happens and it sets you off and you actually feel like you've gone 10 steps backwards. And that can be really difficult. I know even for me over the last few weeks, I've had a lot, just a lot, nothing like was like majorly stressful or anything, just a lot going on. And one thing, kind of, I didn't ground myself, I didn't reset my energy, I didn't do this, that, or the other. I found myself actually last week, like the week off couldn't have come at a better time, of just feeling very out of sync with myself. I normally do like cacao ceremonies with myself, meditations with myself. I wasn't doing any of that stuff that I know really works for me and instantly changes my energy. So, you know, I've set aside time actually today to do that. And I will do, and I know that'll help me reconnect. So think about the things that work for you, how often you're doing them. If you know there's things that work for you and you aren't doing them, then looking at why not as well. And try now, not even try, just do it, because this month is about resetting. So just do it, make the time, take the time and do it to help you reset your energy and reset your energy on a more consistent and regular basis. I look forward to connecting with you this week.